阿们。
我们进入一段攻读圣言的时间，今天的读经是来自使徒行传第二章第四十二章第四十二到四十七节，我念给大家听，请大家默默的聆听。第四十二节，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此相通，掰饼和祈祷，使徒行了许多奇事神迹，众人就都惧怕。所有信的人都在一起，凡物公用，并且变卖产业和财物，按照个人的需要分给他们。他们天天同心在店里恒切的聚集，一家一家的掰饼，存着欢乐和诚恳的心用饭，又赞美神，并且得到全民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给教会。这是上帝的话语。弟兄姐妹们请坐，我们欢迎牧师还有 Daniel 弟兄为我们传讲主的。
来 Daniel 好，在圣殿里面恭祝大家，我们的上帝耶和华以勒的神必预备你们这一年所需的一切。也愿这个不用翻译了，可能我们就知道哈。愿耶和华尼西的神带给你们今年在凡事上都得胜有余，也更愿耶和华撒龙我们的神，就是那赐平安的神，在今年从年初一直到岁末都保守你们和你们的家人都平安。愿神赐福于你们，新年快乐。好，今天我们刚刚过了一年哈，我们想说，哎，我们每一年都说，哎，我们每一年都要做一个新的一个励志。
So every year we have our New Year resolution.
我想我们基督徒每一年的励志都是一样的。
And as Christians, our New Year's resolution would be the same.
就是回应上帝在我们生命中的呼召。
Which is to reflect upon our God's calling for us.
不管你信主多久。
So regardless of how long you've been a Christian.
每一年我们的励志都是主啊，我愿意来跟从你。
So every year your resolution is to follow Jesus.
因为每一年我们会听到上帝跟我们说，来跟从我。
And every year you want to hear Jesus calling you to follow Him.
我们想当神要求要我们来跟从他的时候，有一大堆的人来跟随他。
So when Jesus called the people, there were a lot of people who wanted to follow Him.
然后呢，在马可福音第三章告诉我们说，他特别选了十二个人，这十二人就是以后我们所谓的那十二使徒了，要他们跟自己常在一起，好差遣他们去传道，又有权柄赶鬼。
So in Mark 3 we see that there are 12 apostles who wanted to be with him so that he can send them out to preach and have the authority to drive out demons.
你看这里，上帝特别的选召呼召这些人。
So Jesus has specifically called these 12 people.
呼召他们做什么呢？
So what did he call them to do?
呼召他们第一样事就是要与他同在。
And the first one is to be with him.
要常跟他在一起。
And to be with him always.
然后呢，以至于他们的生命得以改变，他可以使用他们来差遣他们去传福音。
So through their inner transformation, so that they can be sent out to preach.
可是只是差他出去，若不给他权柄，他怎么去行事呢？
And not only that, but also to give them authority.
所以上帝就赋予他们这个权柄，甚至这些鬼魔都要听他们的话。
And so they were given this authority to even drive out demons.
所以我们基督徒，我们门徒的生活是什么呢？
So as Christians, what is our life to be?
我们是基督的跟随者。
So as a Christ followers.
我们要常与主同在。
We need to be with Jesus always.
我们常说主与我们同在。
So we always say that Jesus to be with us.
在新的一年里面，主问你，你常与我同在吗？
So in the new year, Jesus might ask you, are you with him always?
第二呢，我们要学像基督。
The second one is to learn to be like Jesus.
基督怎么行事为人，我们就怎么行事为人。
So whatever he do, we must follow also.
那第三，我们要活像基督。
And the last one. is to live like Jesus.
就是基督所行的，我们就去做。
So whatever he did, we will do so as well.
耶稣饶恕那得罪他的人。
So Jesus forgives those that had offended him.
所以我们也学像他去饶恕那得罪我们的人。
And as well, we should also forgive others.
耶稣爱那不可爱的人。
So Jesus loved those who are unloved.
在新的里面，我们也学习去接纳跟我们不一样的人。
But in this new year, we should also love those who are different from us.
所以这样，既然是这样，每一个人跟随主，这样我们还需要教会吗？
So if it's like that, then do we still need a church?
每一个各自为政，我跟上帝搞好关系就可以了，所以我不需要其他的人。
So if you're in your solos and you just be focused on your own relationship with God,
可能有你听过有人这么说，哦，我是基督徒，所以哪间教会都可以去的。
So you might heard some people say, "Oh, I'm a Christian, so I can go to any church."
啊，因为我是基督徒嘛，所以我不需要一定要委身在教会，我可以到处去用，只要是基督教，我就可以走进去了。
So as long as the church there's a following Christianity, I can go to it.
啊，听起来很有理由。
So it might sound very reasonable.
但实际上可能里面还有一些我们不知名的原因。
But there might be some reasons that we might not know.
为什么他不愿意委身？
So why do they not want to follow?
所以为什么需要教会呢？
So why do we need the church?
从圣经里面我们看到。
So from the Bible we see,
教会这个名词就是神被神呼召出来的一群 ,Ecclesia.
So this church comes from the word Ecclesia.
就是一群上帝特别呼召出来的人。
So it's a group of people that God has specifically called out.
就像刚才上帝呼召这十二个门徒一样。
Just like how Jesus called out these 12 people.
就像今天上帝呼召我们一样。
And that he will call us out today as well.
在旧约当然没有所谓这个教会这个名称。
So in the Old Testament, there's no such word as church.
可是在旧约里面，就神所立约的子民。
But there's this covenant that is put out.
是与众不同的。
It's different.
跟外邦人完全不同。
It's different from those yet.
他们的习俗不一样。
So they have different traditions.
跟我们所拜的神也不一样。
So the God that we worship is different.
他们敬拜的方式也不一样。
And the way we worship is different.
他们生活的规矩，连吃喝的都不一样。
And the way that they live is also different.
所以这是旧约神立约的子民。
And so this is something that the people in the Old Testament had.
在新约里面就是所谓信耶稣的人。
And so in the New Testament, those who believe in Jesus.
凡接受他的，他就赐我们权柄，使我们可以成为上帝的儿女。
And so those who believe in him, he grants the authority to become his children.
这就是新约，这就是我们。
And this is us.
所以你发觉。教会就是被呼召出来的，不是一个人，是一群人。
And so this church is not just one person, but it's a group of people.
我们再看，所以上帝是呼召每一个人进入一个群体。
So God calls everybody to enter into a community.
一个新的一个群体。
Into a new community.
在这个《使徒行传》第二章三十七节哈，里面到三十九节，就是刚才我们读的经文之前的那一段，我念给大家听哈。他们听了以后觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他使徒说，弟兄们，我们应当做什么呢？彼得说，你们应当悔改，并且每一个人都要奉耶稣基督的名受洗，使你们的罪得赦，就必领受圣灵，那白白的恩典。这应许原是给你们和你们的儿女，以及所有在远方的人，就是给凡是我们主神招来归他的人。可能我们就不念英文的哈。OK， 好，所以于是当天接受他话的人都受了洗，那一天门徒增加了约三千人。
So in Acts 2, verse 41, just before the verse we've read just now, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
我们常说这个教会就是在这个五旬节的时候诞生了。
And so this church was born that day.
所以我们今天我们要看一下这个已经刚刚出生的这个教会。在当时候他们是怎么样的生活的
So how did the people live then when the church was just born?
这个群体是怎么样有什么样的表现
So how did this community behave?
他们做些什么
So, And what did they do?
我们来看所以我们发现其实教会就是一个信心的群体
And so a church is a community of faith
所以既然是像一个群体的话我们当中就不可能有独行侠
And so because it's a community there should be no lone rangers
所以我们大家从来不认识，因为主我们彼此认识了。
And so because of God, we know one another.
所以记得独行侠在我们的信仰里面是 no no 的。
And so there shouldn't be any lone rangers in the religion.
所以我们说哦，我可以自己来，全部自己来。
So you might think that oh, I can do this myself.
你只不过是在自欺欺人。
But you are in self-denial.
因为上帝连耶稣呼召也不是呼召一个人。一个一个加起来就一大堆人了。
So Jesus did not call one just one person, but with each person he called, they became a very huge group.
刚才我们所读的经文里面，发觉他们都聚在一起。
And so you read that they all gathered together.
所以教会在门徒的生命中是扮演着极重要的角色。
And so there's a very crucial role that the church plays in the discipleship journey.
很多人认为说我不需要教会。
So a lot of people might think that you do not need the church.
真的不需要教会吗
？Do you really do not need it?
你的教会需要你吗？
But do you think that church needs you?
我们每一个人都，我们出生的时候都在一个家庭里面。
So when we are born in a family.
那些没有家人的就住在孤儿院里面。
For those who don't have a family, they are in the orphanage.
请问住在孤儿院里面的孩子比较健康呢，还是住在一个比较温馨、一个幸福的家庭比较健康
？So is the orphan in orphanage healthier, or is a child born in a family healthier?
我们都知道。 当然在一个健全的家庭里面成长的孩子是比较健康的。
So you know that a child born in a very wholesome family is healthier.
很可惜的在现今的社会里面越来越多的婚姻的破裂。
But in modern society there are a lot of broken families.
我没记错的话美国差不多到这时候已经差不多有 50% 的孩子都是由单亲家庭所带大的。
So in the United States there are around 50% of children who are born in single parent families.
你看好莱坞结婚五次七次不是什么新鲜事了。
So this is no longer a new phenomenon.
结婚的时候带着两三个，这个是前第一夫，这是第二夫了，现在跟这第三个老公结婚了。
So there are a lot of parents with have a lot of remarriages.
所以教会一个健康的群体，必能使我们的生命在主里面能健康的成长。
So the church as a healthy community will help us grow healthily spiritually as well.
像这个群体的人他们在做什么？为什么会在一起呢
？So what do this group of people do?
因为我们有共同的追求。
So because they have There's a shared devotion.
就是我们就是志同道合的人。
And so we all have one same goal.
假如你志不同道不合，你不会走在一起。
So you don't have the same goals, you cannot walk together.
所以在这里，你发觉他们这些门徒们做什么呢
？So what did these disciples do?
圣经告诉我们说，他们恒心的遵守。
So the Bible says that they devoted themselves.
恒心遵守意思就是同心合意，坚定不移的。继续的做。
And so this means that they did the same thing with one mind steadfastly continuing.
他们恒心遵守什么呢？第一，使徒的教训。
So they followed the apostles' teaching.
第二，彼此相通。
And they had fellowship.
第三，他们掰饼。
And they broke bread together.
第四，他们祷告。
And lastly, they prayed together.
这就是一个教会里面当有的这个一个内在生命的一个塑造或者是一个成长。
So this is how you should be like when you're in the church.
有些是你个人做，也可以整体一起做。
Some things you can do yourself, some things you can do together.
你可以一个人祷告，也可以两三个人祷告。
You can pray alone, you can pray together.
当我们个人跟上帝祷告，就是我们跟上帝之间的关系。
So when you pray by yourself, it's your relationship with God.
当你掰饼的时候，不是一个人来掰饼。
But when you break bread, it's not alone.
一般他们都是一起的来掰饼。
And you usually do it in a group.
或是两三个人一起的掰饼。
Or around two to three people.
可是在这个掰饼当中，不只是这两三个人。
But when you break bread, it's not within just the two to three of you.
当中有基督的灵同在。
But there is God's spirit with you.
我们在纪念，我们今天可以成为这一群人。
So today we are able to become part of this community.
就是因为耶稣基督的救赎恩典。
It's because of Jesus' salvation.
所以因此我们可以彼此相通。
And so we can come together.
我们可以称兄道弟。
And we can come together as one community.
就假如你在教会比较新，为什么我们在教会里面都称彼此为弟兄为姐妹
？You might ask why do we call one another brothers and sisters?
因为这就是彼此相通。
And because this is because we have one shared devotion.
你发觉，你不懂有没有认识？你们可能有这样的，相信每一个人都有这样的一个经历，就是其实我，比如说。岳宁，我不认识他的。之前你讲二十年前，我不完全不认识他的。
So you might have experience of, for example, Pastor Yuening.
我跟他完全没有关系。
So you might not know some of the brothers.
Kenny Amoyja, 我完全不懂这些人存在的。
So you don't know these people before.
可是当他们来到爱加贝，因着同样一个信仰。
So once that they have come to Agape and with the same faith,
我们就彼此的认识了。
And you have come to know one another.
我们彼此相通了。
And you are able to come together as one community.
是因为在一个同样的一个信仰里面。
Because of this same faith.
而且我们在同样的一个群体里面。
And in the same group.
在这个爱加贝堂。
Within this Agape Church.
地方教会非常的重要。
So the place is very important.
它是在孕育一个门徒生命的一个地方。
And it's a place where our spiritual lives are able to grow.
所以不只是我们彼此相通，我们更要谨守使徒的教训。
And also we need to follow the apostles' teaching.
记得这刚刚哈，耶稣刚刚去世不久。
So remember that before this, Jesus had just passed away.
新约圣经还没写成。
And the New Testament hasn't been written yet.
所有的教导都是由使徒们口述的。
So all the teachings came from the apostles.
就他们需要去听，他们需要去学。
So they had to learn and to hear from the apostles.
可是他们却恒心的遵守。
And so they had to devote themselves to it.
所以我们感谢主，我们在新的年里面，我们教会也要鼓励我们弟兄姐妹们，我们也在这新的年有许多的学习。
So in the new year, we should have a lot of new learnings as well.
这里有好多的这些课程
so there are a lot of courses here.
是在今年里面特别为大家预备的
so it's things that have been prepared for everyone.
希望大家可以踊跃的来报名
and everyone can sign up for it.
我们从四月份开始就服侍者的课程
so in April onwards we have the service course.
还有一些简单的一些护教学的一些问题怎么去解答
and there are other questions about Christianity that we teach you.
接下去我们有新月的走览。旧约的走览
and there are courses of the New and Old Testament.
有些课程是特别为了年轻人预备的，是用英语来讲解的。
And there are some specifically for the younger youth, spoken in English.
然后我们也讲我们的整个的信仰生活怎么去实践的课程。
And to live out our spiritual lives.
在十月份就是我们的启发大会 Alpha.
And in October we have our Alpha course.
所以我们会把这个整个的这个我们的这个课程都会放在 notice board 让大家知道。
And so this whole schedule will be put up on the notice board for everyone to know.
可以安排你们的时间来参加。
So that you can schedule your time.
因为我们真的要继续的来恒切的来遵行这些使徒的教训，或是今天圣经所教的话。
Because we need to continuously devote ourselves to the teachings of the Bible.
不单单他们也要祷告，他们要读经。
Not only do they need to pray, they also need to read the Bible.
所以你需要读经。
So you need to read the Bible.
所以我在这里特别鼓励我们所有的弟兄姐妹，假如你今年还没开始的话。
So I want to encourage everyone to read the Bible.
或是去年你没有完全的读完。
If you didn't read finish last year.
我鼓励你在今年里面你开始。
Then you start this year.
你可以从新约，你不用说我要读新旧约。
You can start from New Testament.
新约你每一天读不到一章。
In the New Testament, you don't read up to
你都可以把
one chapter.
一整年就可以把整个新约读完了。
You can finish the whole New Testament in 1 year.
假如你没有时间读，你可以听。
If you don't have time, you can listen.
可以，我相信我们大家一人做一点，我们每一个人在我们的生命中，我们一定会在上帝话语中得造就。
So if you do a small amount every day, you can accumulate to become blessed.
第二呢，我们要祷告。
So next, we need to pray.
所以这是我们的今年开始的这个为教会守望来祷告。
And so, this is we need to pray for the church.
早期的教会他们很注重祷告。
So other churches they focus a lot on prayer.
很注重这个圣经的教导，这个使徒的教训。
And they follow a lot on the apostles' teachings.
所以不单单是为自己祷告，也为教会来祷告。
So you don't just pray for ourselves, but you pray for the church as well.
刚过年初一，我们的总勤弟兄进了医院。
And so on day one of Chinese New Year, our brother 总勤
有很多的这些小组，我们都发出了信息，我们都为他们来祷告。
And there were a lot of messages by the different cell groups, and we prayed for them.
我们不单单是为自己祷告
，We don't pray for just ourselves.
我们更是为我们家里的人来祷告。
We pray for the other members of our family.
求上帝保守
，May God watch over.
来亲自的来医治他
，And to heal him.
感谢主
，We thank the Lord.
我去看他的时候，他的情况也比较稳定了。
When Pastor went to visit him, his condition was
stabilized. 所以继续的来为他祷告。
And continue to pray for him.
叫他的整个的健康可以恢复过来。
And so that he can recover his health.
也为他们的家人来祷告。
And so pray for his family.
也不容易，年初一突然间发生这样的一个事情。
It's not easy because it has happened on the first day of Chinese New Year.
但是我们要为彼此来守望来祷告。
And so we need to continue to pray for one another.
怎么祷告呢？你说我一个人不会祷告，不用紧。你这个拜五你来教会祷告会。
So you might not be able to pray alone, so you come together.
我们可以一起祷告。
So you can pray as one.
一个人热不起来，三个人就会热起来了。
If you are unable to pray fervently as one person, you can come together with more than two people.
一个人很难读经，你找几个班一起的读经。
If it's difficult to read alone, you can find friends to read together with you.
我知道这个齐修长老他带着他几个的组长，那每一个礼拜天，其中一个晚上。他们就是在这个线上一起的来分享他们的读经。
So other teachers and other leaders, they come together to share their to read the Bible and share their reflection.
你们可以叫不同的方式。
So there are different methods.
重点就是我们要学习。
But the point is for us to learn.
我们一定要在主自己的话语中，我们来扎根。
That we must grow our roots in the God's word.
所以教会的生活的整个的实践，就是我们有共同的追求。
And so as a community, we should have a shared devotion.
当中有使徒的教训，就是话语，神的话语。
And so the first one is we which is the word.
当中必须要有祷告。
We need to have prayer as well.
为中心。
As the core.
然后呢，我们看到接下来就有这个掰饼，我们以主跟彼此的联系。
And next we need to break bread with God with everyone around us.
就是待会我们会一起来守圣餐。
And later we have our holy communion.
那因此我们可以彼此的相通。
And then next we need to have fellowship together.
然后我们这样的话，最重要我们要恒心的遵守。
And the last thing we need to be devoted as one.
不是只是读经，不是读一阵子就不读了。
And not just read the Bible for a while and then stop.
祷告不是祷告一阵子就不祷告了。
You don't pray for a while and then you stop.
我们要继续。
But you continue.
所以圣经劝我们要彼此的鼓励。
And so we need to encourage one another.
所以不要排斥，你见到人家问人家你吃饱了吗？
So you don't be shy when you ask somebody, have you eaten already?
你问他，你读经了吗？
You ask them, have you read the Bible?
哇，太属灵了，你这句话。
They say, oh, this is so spiritual.
因为人活着不单是靠食物，而是靠神口中所出的一切话。你吃饱了吗？这是什么？
Because we live not by bread, but what comes from Jesus.
我们的文化开始慢慢需要转变。当然，你问他有没有吃饱，他没有吃饱，你就买饭给他吃吧。
And so with this, our culture will begin to change.
可是更重要，我们也要关顾到这个人他灵里面的需要，是否他真的吃饱了。
But most importantly, we need to take care of our fellow brothers and sisters. 对，
愿神帮助我们在这个整个的教会生活核心的实践里面，我们一起共同的来追求。
So may God help us achieve this together.
另外，我们发觉在这个出生的这个教会的群体里面，他们的表现是什么呢
？And so next, we see what did this new community? How did it?
有三个很重要的特征。
So they have three important traits.
第一，他们常在一起。
And the first one is that they were together.
今天我们聚集在一起。
Just like how we are here today.
不管是在店里面或者是在家里面。
Regardless of whether in the sanctuary or at home.
而且这些人都整天就很 happy 的，很感恩的人。
And these people are always very grateful.
他们存着欢乐和诚恳的心，用饭又赞美神。
So they ate together with glad and sincere hearts and praise God. 所以
你说需不需要谢饭祷告呢
？So you ask, do you need to give thanks before
eating? 如果你心中都充满着赞美，你用饭的时候，相信你会说一些话。
So if your heart is full of thanksgiving, you will thank God.
所以这不是个教条，不是个教规。
So this is not a rule.
你一定要谢饭才可以吃饭。
That you must give thanks for the food, and then you.
而是你若心里面存着欢喜快乐的时候，赞美神的时候。你相信这碗饭是上帝所赐给你的。
But when you have a glance in your heart and you believe that this is something that God has blessed you with.
再想想很多的地方连食物都没有。
And then when you think about how some places don't even have food.
你可以在你的很舒适的家里面吃一顿晚餐。
And then you can enjoy a very heartwarming meal in your home.
一家人团聚。
And to come together as a family.
是何等大的恩典。
And this is a very great blessing.
另外不单单是我们自己享受，我们也要学习去分享有需要给有需要的人。
And the last one is we need to share with those in need.
在当时候，他们确实在物质上非常的有需要。
And during that time, they had a lot of very limited resources.
当彼得讲到的时候，有3000人信主。
So when Peter spoke, there were 3,000 people who.
所以通常他们会留在耶路撒冷一段的时间。
And so these 3,000 people, they stay in Jerusalem.
这些人怎么办
？So what happened to these people?
所以有人就开始变卖他们的财产，然后就把这些钱捐出来，来供助他们的需要。
So some people sold their belongings and then used this money to bless the people in need.
今天你可能不需要卖掉你的 HDB.
So today you might not need to sell your house.
可是分享的心是不可以缺乏的。
But heart of sharing is not to be lacked.
今天我们这个礼拜下个礼拜我们有感恩的奉献。
And so this week and next week we have offerings of blessing.
我们所收到的奉献是准备去祝福更有需要的人。
And so these offerings will be used to bless those in need.
所以这就是一个教会的一个特征。
And so this is a trait of church.
是一个群体，大家那些其他不信主的人一看就知道，哎，他们这些人很特别。
And so this is something that when non-believers see, they can see that this is special and unique.
常常聚在一起。
And they come together.
不单单只在店里，也在家里。
Not only in the temple, but also at home.
就像你们的小组一样，在家中进行。
Just like how your disciple groups are at home.
而且他们常说感恩的话
and they often say words of thanksgiving
也常常赞美神
and they always praise the Lord
而且他们更很慷慨的去帮助有需要的人
and they were very generous and they helped those in need
所以我们用这三个你看看现在我们的教会是怎样的一个教会
so using these three we see how
我们有没有做到这一点
so have you managed to meet these three
我们来看我们这个今天因为是农历新年，所以待会下去没有茶点，因为我们让工作的人也可以休息去拜年哈。
So because today is combat service, so we don't have the refreshments after this.
我们原本我们的咖啡事工就是每两周一次。
So our coffee ministry is once every 2 weeks.
然后呢是两堂的崇拜。
And it's for 2 services.
现在是3堂的崇拜。
And now it's for 3 services.
而且每周都有。
And so it's for every week.
而且在第二堂结束后的那所预备的，不单单是给第二堂的弟兄姐妹。
And so the refreshments for after the second service is not just for
us. 我们是鼓励第三堂的，比较年轻的人也早一点来跟我们一起的有这个茶点。
But it's also for those in the third service to come earlier to enjoy.
我们是有为他预备，为他们预备的。
And it's prepared for them as well.
让他们先吃喝了，才来敬拜上帝。
So they can eat and then come to worship the Lord.
可是感谢主，我们的弟兄们做到了。
And our brothers managed to do it.
你看，我们弟兄讲，真棒。
Now, brothers,
哇，太好吃了。
Really it's really very delicious.
喝了爱加贝的咖啡，其他的咖啡都很难喝了。
So after the Gabi's coffee, all the coffees all very bad.
知道小恩传道从来不喝咖啡的以前。
So Pastor Darren don't used to not drink coffee.
他现在喝咖啡了。
But she drinks it now.
是爱加贝带给他的改变。
It's a change that Gabi has brought to her.
好，不单单这样，因为有这样的一个服事，我们也动员了弟兄姐妹的参与，一起的分享。
And because of the ministry, we are able to get our brothers and sisters to serve together.
你看当中，我们有夫妻拍档，
So we have couples here who are serving
有不同小组的人,
together. And, and people from different disciples.
甚至不同年龄层的人,
even people from different age groups.
包括我们的欢喜乐一族也参与了,
including our senior fellowship.
Yeah, 我们的年长者他们也不示弱。
So the older ones, they also came to help.
长老讲，我们要，我们要参加，我们要参加。
And they want to continuously want to serve.
他们一起的来分享这样的服事的喜乐。
And they came together to share in the joy of serving.
那这个只是在我们自己的这个教会里面。
So this is just within our church.
就是分享，不单单是你给我，我给你，但你 scratch my back, scratch your back.
So when we serve, it's not just for one another.
我们愿意走出去跟其他人的分享。
But we walk out and share with other people as well.
这是 Round 19, 卢毅所带的这个小组，欢心小组在去年九月份成立的。
So this is Block 19, where Deacon Rui went out in last year September.
记得不单单是在店里聚会，也在家里面来聚会。
And so we gather not just in the temple, but also at home.
这是安祥弟兄的家。
And this is Brother An Xiang's house.
就在那个地方来聚会。
And they gathered there.
不单单这样。刚我们也不，我们也要与他们分享，他们有需要，年长人不懂，很难去清理他们的这个家庭。
And they also have needs, so we went to meet them. And the elderly, they might not know how to clean their house.
整个的屋子说很肮脏。
And it might be very dirty.
感谢主，去年我们的周年，我们就走出去，就去祝福了这些邻里。
And so last year in our anniversary, we went out to bless these people.
你看当中有我们的长老带队，还有永兴，还有后面那个应该是凯兴是吗？他们一起在不同的家庭里面。做家务打杂
and we see we have different people coming together to do household chores
去分享
to share
连我这个传译员都做 part time 了 OK 好不单这样刚过了这个新年我们要祝福他们
and so during this Chinese year we also need to bless them
所以他们也走出去，把这个新年这个贺礼送给这个邻居。
And so they went out and to give hampers to these neighbors.
我们来看一个短短的一个视频。
Let's watch a short video.
新年就是要你 happy， 把欢乐送到你家里，身体健康，万事如意。新年你肯定最 lucky， 收到很多红包 ，money 笑一笑，没烦恼欢喜。
他们很开心的去送礼啊
so they went out in a very joyful
然后把这样的一个喜乐跟我们的这些居民们来分享
and they shared this joy with our neighbors
所以教会的核心的实践就是我们是个共同的群体
and so as a church we need to come together as a shared community
这共同的群体有三个很重要的特征
and so there are very three important traits
就是我们常在一起
and that we are often together
所以记得没有独行侠
So there are no lone rangers.
第二呢，我们是长存感恩的心。
And the second is we must always have a heart of gratitude.
而且那白白得来的，我们也要白白的舍去，与他人来分享。
And whatever we get, we should also share it.
这就是教会。
And this is the church.
这是我们生命成长的地方。
And this is a place where we are able to grow.
第三，我们来看，我们有共同的使命。
And the third one is that we have a shared mission.
当他们这些人聚在一起的时候。
And when these people they gathered together,
他们甚得全民的喜爱。
They enjoyed the favor of all the people.
然后圣经讲说，上帝就把得救的人数天天加给教会。
And the Bible says that the people who believe it, and the people who believe,
教会就增长了。
And so the church began to grow.
是上帝把人数加给教会。
It's Jesus who added these people to the church.
从我们的角度来看，是人愿意走进教会。
So from our perspective is that people are willing to join. 因为
我们走出去邀请。
When we go out to invite,
因为他们来到教会，看到这个教会很温馨。
Because they see how heartwarming this place is.
他们很喜欢我们这样的一个氛围。
And they like this environment.
很喜欢我们的咖啡和茶点。
They like our coffee and our refreshments.
很喜欢弟兄姐妹的问候。
And like our greetings.
很喜欢来这边敬拜上帝，来听上帝的话语。
And they like to come here to worship and to listen to God's word.
他们愿意加入这样的一个群体。
And they're willing to join this community.
当这样我们去，他们这样活，当我们去活出来的时候
，So when we live this out,
人就自然的就会走进来。
And so people automatically come in.
所以教会就开始增长了。
And so the church begins to grow.
在去年十二月，我们有一系列的这个外展的活动。
So in last December, we had a series of activities.
我们有去这个客工，我们就在那个路边哈的一个布道会。
So we had this evangelical when we go out for the inter migrant workers.
由我们的 YA young adult 他们来做这回事，他们真的是做得非常的棒。
So our young adults they went out to do this.
祝福了这些从远方到来的这些客工。
So they went to bless these migrant workers from other countries.
记得在刚刚读的经文里面，上帝召他们是远方的，这个福音是给近的、近处的，也是给远方的人。
And so this Bible it says that the gospel that this word is not for those who are not only for those who are near, but for those from far away as well.
就是可能是我们家里的成员。
It's not just for those in our family.
可是给外面的人。
But for those who are outside.
感谢主，上帝把这群人带到新加坡。
So we praise the Lord that we that God has brought these people to Singapore.
我们有机会向他们来传扬福音。
They were able to spread the gospel to them.
不单单如此，我们也向这些其他的外劳也在这个25号那天，圣诞节那天，在 Geylang Methodist 外面这个 MRT 旁边来，用这个什么caroling。
Also on Christmas itself, we also send caroling outside the outside MRT.
所以我们感恩不单这样，只是在本地，我们感谢主。去年我们有两组的这个短宣队去了日本。
So not just locally, we also went out overseas to Japan.
当中很感恩，有不同的家庭，整个的家庭一起的去。
So there are many different whole families who went together.
连我们的小孩子都懂得怎么样去传福音，
所以把
班章放进这些他们的 letterbox 里面。
So even the children, they went out and they also know how to spread the gospel.
除了这些人以外，我们还有另外一组人。
So out of this, we also had another group of people.
他们去到了这个 Kagoshima 的大学里面。
And they went to the Kagoshima University.
就在他们的这个校园里面走来走去。
And they walked around in this school.
就是要接触这些大学生。
So that they can interact with these students.
告诉他们有一个文化之夜 ，cultural night.
And to tell them that they have this cultural night.
还有一个 English corner 让我们学习英语的。
And there's this corner for you to learn English.
分单张邀请他们来。
And they give out leaflets to invite them.
那不单这样，他们还预备了美食。
And they also prepared food for them.
他们自创了 chicken rice sushi.
So they made their own chicken rice.
你不懂是什么哈？你改天你问着 Marcus 啊 ，Marcus 啊，这个弟兄。
So you ask Marcus about it someday.
Yeah, 非常好吃这个这些弟兄。好，另外呢，这是他们的合照。
So this is a group photo with them.
我们感谢主，我们跟当地的教会一起的配合。
And so we partner with local churches.
不单单是祝福了当地的一些人，也祝福了当地的教会，给他们带来极大的鼓励。
Not just the people there, but also to encourage the local churches there as well.
所以我们非常感恩。所以教会整个的这个核心的实践，就是我们有共同的使命。
And so the next practice is that we have a shared mission.
所以教会的增长，因为教会人家喜爱教会。
And so because people love the church.
感谢主，我们的邻居都很喜爱我们。
And our neighbors love us.
他常常讲你们很好啦。
And he said that we are very good.
他讲我们是好人。
And we are good people.
所以送咖啡给我们喝，送了几年都不收钱。
And so they give us a coffee for all of us for free.
Yeah, 当人家认为好的时候，他们就心里面就有点意愿想来认识，想来参加。
And so when they think that we are good, and then they want to come to know and join in.
当然，我们整个信徒，我们这个整个群体的生命和行动也成为一个见证。
And so as a community, our actions and our lives become a testimony as well.
所以记得我们的行动是源于生命的。
And our actions come from our lives.
而使命是源于生命。
And our mission stems from our lives.
所以总结这话，使命是源于信徒群体的生命。
And so the mission stands from the lives and actions of the community.
不单单是有生命，更要有行动。
Not just we have life, but we also have this action.
就在爱加贝山里面，我们不单是一人走，一起走。
So we
我们要走出去。
So we not just walk alone and walk together, but we also want to walk out.
所以，一个健康的教会，一个健康的一个门徒，必须在不单单是来参加崇拜。
So a healthy church and healthy Christian should not just only come for worship.
我们非常鼓励他在门徒小组里面。
But they also, also should join the disciple group.
记得他们在一家一家去掰饼，就是一个小组一个小组。
And they can break bread in their own homes.
然后呢，更鼓励他们可以服侍。
And they can serve as well.
连我们的灵也可以在咖啡事工来服侍。
So that we can also serve in our coffee ministry.
我们也可以传福音。
We can also spread the gospel.
接着关怀，接着邀请，我们可以传福音。
Through our care and concern and invitation, we can spread the gospel.
所以健康的门徒才会有健康的教会。
So healthy disciples will make a healthy church.
一个成长的小组才会有成长的教会。
And a growing disciple group will be able to grow the church as well.
是2025年的展望是什么呢
？So what is our resolutions for 2025?
除了我们读经祷告有这个 Alpha， 我们9月13号成为一个爱灵舍日。
So other than the Bible reading plan and Alpha, we should also have.
所以可能你就把这个时间定下来，9月13号我们会去到。 这个 Bunking 这个地方 Upper Bunking 地方 有一个爱邻舍日。
So you have a Love Your Neighbors Day on the 13th of September.
拆装委员会他们在筹备这样的一个事情。
And that the committee is preparing to set up this.
另外我们还有这个信徒装备的课程，就像刚刚所讲的，在四月一直到十月都有课程让你上。
And so from April up to October, there are courses to equip everyone.
只要你愿意，你可以在真理上更多的来学习。
So as long as you're willing, you're able to learn more from this.
我们也想到一些人因为心灵过去的一些生活、生命中的一些创伤。
So some people might have some hurts.
需要得着医治、得着关顾。
And they need care and they need healing.
所以这个心灵关顾的团队也会在今年里面开始设立。
And there will be a soul care ministry that will be set up this
year. 可能有些人受到邀请来参加他们多一周的这样一个聚会。
So some people might be invited to join this.
然后呢，我们 ACTC， 我们也这个苏明老师也再次的归队帮助我们更好的来扩张接触和规划。
And so lastly, we set up ACTC again to expand.
你讲，哎，这样我能做什么呢
？And so you might think, what can I do then?
这下面这几样都是每个人都可以做的。
And so these are some things that everyone.
就是我们每个人都有故事可说。
So everyone has a story to tell.
就是我们看到这三千个人信主当天，在这个《使徒行传》里面记载的。
So you see that on that day, 3,000 people got to know the Lord.
每一个人都有自己的故事。
And everyone has their own story.
所以当你听别人故事的时候，你心里面也很激动。
So when you hear other people's story, you might feel very willing to share.
因为你看到上帝的奇妙。
Because you have seen God's graciousness.
上帝的无微不至的安排。
And that you see how He has planned.
上帝的大能改变人的生命。
And that you see His power to be able to change
people. 所以每一个人都有故事可以说。
So everyone has their own story to tell.
所以他是不单单说我们的故事。
So it's not just our own story.
每一个人都能分享上帝的故事。
But everyone can also share God's story.
就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Because God loved the world, and so He sent His Son Jesus Christ to the world.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that everyone will gain everlasting life.
这是上帝的故事。
And this is God's story.
所以我们也可以分享上帝的故事。
And this is something that we can share as well.
每一个人都能做。
Everyone can do this.
每一个人都能学。
Everyone can learn it as well.
另外呢，我们可以走出去说，或者说我们可以邀请人来看。
So next time we can go out to tell, or we can invite people to come and see.
你不要心里说，哎，我懂得怎么传，我走出去，我跟 block 那一天，我跟我的朋友，我跟我的同事们来传福音。
So I say that, oh, I know how to spread the gospel, so I go out to spread this.
可是虽然他们很怕，不懂得怎么讲，怕讲错。
But there are some people who might be very afraid.
你可以邀请人来。
And so you can invite people to come.
我们十月有这个 Alpha 大会。
And so we have this Alpha in October.
你不需要等到九月才去接触他。
So you don't need to invite these people only in
September. 你现在就可以接触他。
But you can invite them.
你现在就开始为他祷告。
You can start praying for them now as well.
你开现在就开始跟他有来往。
And you can have interactions with them.
这样到那个时候，我觉得你就比较容易的邀请。
And so it's easier to invite them during that time.
你可以走出去说。
You can go out and say.
你可以去做短宣，可以去其他的国家。
You can go to other countries and do missions.
可是你可以邀请人来。
And you can also invite people.
参加你的小组。
So come to your
disciple groups. 参加你们的年轻人的 fun fit， 一起去打球。
And come to join fun fit.
让他们认识我们这群人。
So they can come to know this group of people.
第九呢，我们感谢主，我们每一个组织从今年开始都有见证。
On every Sunday now, they will have testimonies every week.
我常说，我们要多看、多听、多述说上帝的作为。
So we need to see, listen, and hear more of God's works.
因为这是上帝的荣耀所在。
Because this is God's grace.
因为除他以外，别人做不来。
Because nobody else can do this.
所以我们要把荣耀归给神。
And so we need to give His glory to Him.
见证是把荣耀归给神。
And our testimony is to give glory to God.
对每一个主日，我们除了敬拜赞美，我们也要见证上帝的作为。
So other than praise and worship every Sunday, we also need to give testimony.
将荣耀归给他。
So we can give glory to Him.
另外，我们要每一日都有人为教会来守望。
And every day now we have someone to pray for the church.
刚才我们开放了今年每一个的时段。
So we have opened up dates.
所以一月、二月、三月已经满了。
So in the first three months of this year, it's already been filled up.
从在二月份开始，我们会让你可以填写四月、五月、六月。
So from February onwards, you can start filling in for April and.
你可以照着你的时间，你可以一个月一次，一个月两次，或者三个月一次都可以。
You can pray as many times as you want.
重点就是你要为教会来祷告，来守望。
But the point is to pray for the church.
我们看起来好像平安无事一样。
So you look like you might be fine and okay.
我们所做的事是一场属灵的战役。
But whatever you do is a spiritual battle.
是看不到的。
It's something that we cannot see.
所以我们要警醒。
And so we need to be alert.
所以要在祷告中守望。
And so we need to stand guard and pray.
也不要让这个撒旦有机可乘来搅扰。
And to not let Satan have a chance to cause chaos.
这是每一个人都可以做的。
So this is something that everyone can do.
所以我希望大家。在今年里面，你可以立志说，我选择做这个。
And so hopefully everyone will be able to choose then say that you are able to do this.
我希望你四个都打勾。
So you can tick off all here.
因为都能做到。
And you can all do this.
所以我们相信，我们借着这个信心的跨越。
And through this overcoming of faith,
生命的倍增。
That we can multiply lives.
2x5y 是可行的。
And this 2x5y is achievable.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们也这个一起执事也帮我们把这个我们的这个成功的作品已经放在这个变成 wallpaper.
And so we have this a new wallpaper set up.
为什么这样做呢？
So why do we do this?
因为让要提醒弟兄姐妹，每次你走出教会的时候，
so you remind brothers and sisters when you come in and out.
你都会看到这个标语。
That you can see this.
信赛加倍，生命倍增。
That when you are in agape, then your lives will be multiplied.
就是上帝给我们的意向和指标。
And this is the goalpost and the vision that God has set for us.
在新的年里面，让我们勇敢的向前。
And so in this new year, let us move forward.
所以教会生活的整个的核心的实践是什么呢？
And so why is this a practice for the whole community?
帮大家来复习一下，就是那四样，就是圣经、祈祷、掰饼，还有彼此相通。
And so it's reading the Bible, prayer, communion, and fellowship.
这是个生命的建造。
And this is to build our lives.
然后呢，我们生命的整个的群体的特征是我们常在一起。
And as a group, we should all come together often.
不要让人落单了。
And not to let people fall behind.
在一起不是貌合神离。
So you come together not just to get to know another.
我们在一起意思是我们是同心合意的。
But to have one heart.
我们不轻易说离开教会、离开小组、离开服事岗位。
And that you don't easily say that you want to leave the church.
因为我们是要在一起。
Because you want to be together.
另外呢，我们带着感恩的心来生活。
And that we come together with a heart of thanksgiving.
带分享的心态，把祝福带给其他的人。
And we share this joy to other people.
当我们这样做的时候，我们知道教会必然在主的祝福下必会成长。
And when we do so, God will bless the church to grow.
因为使命是源于生命的。
Because our mission comes from our lives.
而行动呢，是源于我们的使命。
And our action stems from this mission.
既然我们有这样的一个使命，我相信上帝也必要来给我们这样的一个能力来行做成。
And so because we have this mission, so God will give us this strength to accomplish this.
记得那四个生命的我们所需要的。
So the four things that our lives need.
那三个是我们整个群体的特征。
And the three things are and the three traits of the community.
最后你发觉。当我们这样去行的时候，
and we act all this out,
上帝必将得救的人数天天加给教会。
And God will continually add believers to the church.
所以已经不再是个策略的问题。
So this is no longer a problem or strategy.
而是一个生命的流露。
But to live it out.
虽然不是在追逐一个号码，哇，我们要五百人、六百人。
So we're not just chasing a number.
我们要看到是上帝的作为。
But we want to see God's work.
借着他能做成的。
And only through something that only he can do,
我们一起来做他的见证人。
And we can be witnesses for him.
将荣耀归给他。
And to give glory to him.
让我们一起预备心，我们一起的来前手。